Well, the U.S. Senate finally approved permanent funding for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. The vote was 97-2. House passed a companion measure earlier in the month by a vote of 402-12, which, as I do my math, that means 14 idiots combined between the two chambers don't get it. Bill is going to be signed into law on Monday by President Trump, who will stand with some of the 9/11 heroes as part of the ceremony. Question for the losers in both chambers who voted against this really no-brainer must-have. Do you prefer more firefighters, police, and EMTs dying? The two in the Senate, by the way, were Rand Paul and Mike Lee. Both Republicans voted against it. Rand Paul wanted cuts in Medicaid and other programs to get the money for the 9/11 fund. And Mike Lee wanted to cap how much the 9/11 fund would pay out. I don't think so. The way that members of the Senate and the House spend both sides of the aisle like drunken whores, and this is what they want to get cheap with. Well, thank God America's two heroes finally received what was due them. The sad and annoying part of all this is that they had to fight for it really hard over a lot of time in the first place.